This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. I'm Jim Johnson. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt delivered the first State of the State address of his second term Monday, and Oklahoma Democratic leaders held a press briefing to offer their response to the priorities laid out by the governor in his speech. OPMX's Kately Mills has more.
Democrats account for nearly 19% of the entire state legislature. The minority party leaders say they weren't surprised by Stitt's State of the State speech. They still say they're uneasy with many of his proposals, like private school vouchers, restrictions to abortion access, and other issues. Stillwater Democrat Trish Ranson says she's concerned the GOP is keeping too much money, almost $4 billion, in its reserves instead of spending on government services.
But we call on the Republican Party to invest in Oklahoma, all of Oklahoma.
Democrats say investing in health care, education, and other critical programs would be a good start. They are preparing to work across the aisle to eliminate grocery tax and advance criminal justice reform. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kately Mills.
During his address yesterday, the governor ensured that trans rights will remain a major social issue during this year's legislative session. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that this year the focus is on gender-related medical procedures.
Hundreds of trans rights demonstrators gathered at the Capitol ahead of Stitt's speech. They were protesting a spate of bills that aim to criminalize gender-affirming treatments, including reversible hormone therapies. The messaging around these bills focuses on care for minors, but one bill affects Oklahomans as old as 21, and another those as old as 26. Among the demonstrators was Nicole McAfee, the executive director of the 2S LGBTQ plus rights organization, Freedom Oklahoma.
Trans folks are here and we belong here and we're here to stay and are here now to make sure the governor knows we're not going anywhere.
During the speech, Stitt joined a host of high-profile conservatives across the country criticizing gender-affirming care for young people.
Minors can't vote, can't purchase alcohol, can't purchase cigarettes. We shouldn't allow a minor to get a permanent gender-altering surgery in Oklahoma.
Gender-affirming care is the latest trans issue to catch fire in Oklahoma politics. Conservative lawmakers have already cracked down on trans athletes in girls and women's sports and have banned gender-inclusive bathroom policies in schools. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
OPMX Indigenous Affairs reporter Allison Herrera noticed one topic was missing from the governor's speech yesterday, tribal-state relations.
In the last couple State of the State addresses, Stitt has highlighted the landmark McGirt v. Oklahoma decision, saying that it was causing chaos for law enforcement and crime victims in Northeast Oklahoma. That decision says Muscogee Nation's reservation was never disestablished and that the tribe has criminal jurisdiction in its boundaries. The ruling has since grown to apply to the Cherokee Nation. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says he appreciates the governor's new tone, even if he didn't talk about tribal nations.
Education, infrastructure, and healthcare, I think those are opportunities to touch upon, that any governor of the state of Oklahoma could touch upon the relationship between the tribes and the state and how it's positive. And I think, you know, those are the kind of opportunities I'd like to see Governor Stitt take in the future.
Before his inauguration for a second term, Stitt reached out to a number of tribal leaders, inviting them to the ceremony and asking for a fresh start after nearly 3 years of tense relations over McGirt and tribal gaming. I'm Allison Herrera.
It appears the University of Oklahoma and the University of Texas will each remain in the Big 12 through 2025, as KGOU's David Ash explains.
Contract negotiations stalled over the weekend between the schools and television networks ESPN and Fox. ESPN college football senior writer Pete Thamel said the sides couldn't agree on how to create equitable value for what Fox would lose in 2024. OU and Texas were attempting to join the Southeastern Conference, better known as the SEC, a year earlier than the 2025 date initially agreed upon. While there is no deadline for a deal to get done, Thamel reports that any transition prior to 2025 is now unlikely. Anticipating the Sooners and Longhorns' departure, the Big 12 added BYU, Cincinnati, Central Florida, and Houston, which brings the total number of universities in the conference to 14 in the coming season. For Oklahomans keeping track, this likely means that the final Bedlam football matchup will take place in 2024. In Norman, I'm David Ash.
And for KGOU, I'm Jim Johnson. We invite you to follow us on social media. We're at KGOU News on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.